Now here is Gaynor to introduce our first batch of news items.
Hello. It's good to see some happy news these days, and there have been several successful festivals recently. Eaton Park, the annual Pride Parade, and an air show at Old Buckingham. Part of the success may be down to the fine weather, although we'll hear first the statistics, which will tell us that it's been a record-breaking heatwave. Norfolk and wider East Anglian regions have had the driest July since records began, according to the Met Office. East Anglia had only 5.4 millimetres of rain last month, which has left the region at risk of facing drought conditions. This is the lowest amount of rainfall in the month of July the east of England have had for nearly 200 years since records began in 1836. The figures also show that last month was provisionally one of the warmest July on record, with a mean temperature across the UK of 16.6 Celsius. Much of the region already has low river flows, affecting the quality and quantity of water, with impacts on farmers and other water users, as well as wildlife. Farmers have reported stress to crops, including sugar beet and maize, and challenges irrigating fields, veg and potatoes, while the dry weather has severely hampered grass growth, which could hit supplies of feed for winter. Some rain is forecast for this week for northern and western areas of the UK, but few of the showers are expected to reach the south and the east, the Met Office said. The dry and warm weather of July brought widespread wildfires across Norfolk, causing significant damage to farmland and also destroying several homes.
Hundreds of people descended upon Eaton Park in Norwich for the Magic of Thailand Festival. Now in its fourth year, guests were treated to lots of entertainment, from traditional dancing to sword fighting. Performers took to the stage to perform music from the country. There were lots of food stalls to sample servings of Thai cuisine, and people tried their luck in eating competitions. Daniel Biggs, who organises the touring festival alongside partner Jackie Whittaken, said, "Despite the bad weather, we had a great weekend with a nice turnout. We always love coming to Norwich as there's a great energy in the crowd and it seems that everybody has a great time. The Magic of Thailand is just one of the many family-friendly festivals coming to Norfolk this summer, with the Foodies Festival in Earlham Park, Maui Waui Festival at Gresson Hall, and a Nearly Festival in Great Yarmouth."
The city is usually associated with yellow and green, but it was adorned with all the colours of the rainbow as Norwich's Pride Parade made a powerful return after an absence of 3 years. Crowds descended on the centre from across the city and beyond, keen to make up for having lost two events in the pandemic. Thousands of people took part in what was the 14th instalment of Norwich's Pride, but only the 12th parade due to COVID cancellations. Estella Griffiths travelled from Beccles for her first visit to the event, which celebrates the city's LGBT+ community. "It's been a real celebration. I can't believe how many people there are. This is Norwich all over. Norwich should be a flagship place for Pride." At City Hall, where the parade kicked off before making its way to Chapperfield Gardens, Brooke Scoyles joining the celebration with partner Stacey Deham and Sun River for, "It's really important for our son to see there are lots of families like ours," Brooke said.
South Norfolk's wide skies provided the backdrop for an amazing display of aviation history. This year's Old Buckingham Air Show attracted large crowds of enthusiasts to enjoy a series of aerial spectacles. A firm favourite was the returning roar of the RAF Typhoon, as well as the military parachute display team, the RAF Falcons and Spitfires. There was also the world's first ever display of an electric aircraft, and back on solid ground, visitors were treated to an impressive military vehicle display. The show takes place annually on the Old Buckingham Airfield near Attleboro. The area has a rich aviation history, stretching back more than a century to when nearby Pulham was the home of the vast airships, which became known as the Pulham Pigs. South Norfolk then saw several bomber units stationed here during the war, including many from the United States Air Force.
They have always been a beguiling place, but the Norfolk Broads have never enchanted quite like this. In mid-June, dozens of people on board wherries, punts, half-deckers, dinghies and kayaks gathered at Barton Broad for an event called Green Space, Dark Skies, which involved a mix of music and lights. Participants became luminators carrying coloured lanterns, and people with disabilities were also able to join in thanks to local charities, the Nancy Oldfield Trust, specially adapted boats. And now a film has been produced about the event to showcase the beauty of the Broads. The event was part of the Unboxed, which includes a series of 20 gatherings being organised at beauty spots across the UK as part of a national campaign originally conceived as a celebration of Brexit.